T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, he's a little late, but that's okay. As long as he's not late when he's playing for the Jets.
Todd Bowles may not mind.
Number 54. And I'll tell you right now, this guy has been a tremendous free agent signing, and that is Avery Williamson of the Jets.
Thank you, man.
Avery, man, you're doing a hell of a job, man.
Man, I apologize again for being late.
You're here. You made
it. The tunnel, man. I blame the tunnel.
Now, bro, I know you're not from New York or New Jersey, so you gotta understand.
Yeah.
If you gotta be somewhere like at a certain time, you gotta leave about 2.5 hours before.
I'm realizing that now.
Yeah, there you go.
But thanks for having me on, man.
We appreciate it, man.
Yeah,
thanks
definitely.
For coming. Thanks
thank
for coming.
Thank you, man.
Nice pick you had in the game Sunday.
Appreciate that.
You've been a big force on this defense.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been fun. You know, I was really, really wanted to have a big year, and it's becoming a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
You're delivering all right.
But you got to keep it up.
Yep.
Just stay humble and, you know, just continue to do the things I've been doing. So, but I feel like my just awareness on the field has increased, you know, this year a lot. You know, just being able to, like, get the ball out and just having a knack for getting around the ball and just making plays happen. So, just – hustling. I feel like that's the biggest thing, just hustling,
right.
Making stuff happen. Good things happen when you get to the ball.
Yeah, no doubt.
And we've seen this defense do such a great job forcing turnovers, especially in big spots
when
you need one.
Now, I feel like we've done a great job of forcing turnovers. Haven't been playing perfect. You know, we had some breakdowns against the Colts, you know, in that second half that we shouldn't have had. But, you know, at the end of the day, won the game, and that's the main thing. But definitely want to clean up some stuff. You know, this Wednesday, Thursday, clean some things up and make sure that we're, you know, very crisp for this next game coming up.
Now I'm gonna get on you here a little bit now, because I felt watching the game. And by the way, let me just tell you, Evan and I are huge Jeff. I've been a Jeff fan for 54 years. I got marks. I got scars on my body. Okay, you have no idea. But with that said, the second half, you know, Herndon catches the touchdown pass. You guys are up 30-13. After that, I thought the defense kind of let down a little bit. Was there a little bit of a letdown there?
Yeah,
we had some
breakdowns, and definitely shouldn't have happened. And I mean, we won, but it was just it wasn't as satisfying as we wanted it to be. You know, we just weren't playing like we should have.
Is that what happens with a big lead? Because I've seen it many times before. I mean, you guys played so well. You're up 30-13. Does that kind of creep in when you have a big lead to take the foot off the gas a little bit?
I mean, it did. It's not supposed to. I mean, definitely not supposed to. We let it happen, and just had some mistakes, things that we hadn't done in the past few games, and just let it creep in. You know, that's definitely something that is upsetting. But we got to just learn from it. And Bowles talked to us yesterday, and definitely, you know, we went through the film together as a defense, and just made sure that we were on the same page. And just got to make sure we don't do that again, because, you know, we don't need to blow big leads, because we could have easily lost that game.
Yeah. Well, you didn't,
which you didn't lose it.
And Darren Lee made a huge pick later on in the game. And I'll tell you what, maybe I'll attribute some of this to you, because you're a little bit of a veteran guy. You've been around the league a few years. You know, I wasn't crazy about Darren Lee the first couple of years. Now he's becoming a playmaker.
Yeah.
I mean, really, he's been a different player this year. How about that? And maybe I attribute some of that to you.
I guess so. Maybe you can. We definitely been pushing each other in practice, and, you know, in the games we stay on each other pretty tough. And you know, I definitely would say he's definitely having a phenomenal year so far. Not perfect, man. We're still learning. But man, I mean, that play was huge.
That play was huge, man.
And our coach always, you know, emphasizes we got to make plays. You know, being leaders on the defense, making plays. And I mean, having something like that happen, that was huge, and I wish we both would have scored.
Right. Well,
wish we both would have scored,
sure.
Man.
Well, he got one already opening night against the Lions.
Yeah, I
got
to get one now.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get one. I'm confident.
Yeah.
Get one this week against Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Definitely.
Just make sure you don't get it when it's 35-3. You needed a big spot.
Yeah.
A very big spot.
Yeah. And don't fall down on a 1-yard line like Marcus May did 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
Did you guys crush him for that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a – they did. We usually do a highlight tape, you know, on Saturday night before the game as the team, and they cut. They showed his pick, and then they just kind of cut it off when he got to like the 30-yard line. Everybody's oh, you know, because. We was cracking up, man, because I mean, you get that far, you might as well just go ahead and just dive in. But right. He was gassed.
Good thing that didn't really matter.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
We're talking to Avery Williamson live in studio. What made you want to come here? You had a very good career in Tennessee. You were in the playoffs last year. You got to see that team, be a part of that team, kind of rising in that division. What made you say, this is the place I want to continue my career?
Well, shoot, it was my best deal. But also, I mean, it was a good fit. I mean, I could have went back to Tennessee, but I just felt like it was you know, I needed something new, and just felt like it was a good fit, and it's kind of just went out on a limb, just, all right, cool, I'm signing with the Jets, and it's kind of like I didn't know anything about the Jets, you know. I just knew a couple players, knew Leonard, met him once, heard about Jamal.
Right.
Knew that Bilal Powell was here. Didn't really know a lot about the Jets, so – you know, it was kind of, I went out on a limb, just, all right, cool, I'm going to sign with the Jets. But once I really sat down and started talking to the coaches and the staff and, you know, just learning the makeup of the team, you know, I was like, man, I really think this could possibly really be really good. And now that I'm seeing it, it's like, I'm definitely glad that I made that decision. And we got an opportunity to have a great team. And, I mean, the makeup of the team is great. So, got the young quarterback, man, I feel like he's coming along well.
Yep.
And it's just a good situation, a lot of good energy. And, you know, I'm glad I made that decision, man. And just, you know, it's crazy how it happened so fast. You know, within, I say, a matter of an hour and a half, I was making a decision to come here. So glad I did, man. Glad I made it.
Oh, we're glad.
Yeah. you've been a very good player, man.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you one thing, and I want to go back to this, because I look at the defenses in the NFL right now. And, you know, really, there's a lot of points been given up, and I think a lot of it is because of the rules, okay? That's a big part of it. I think that's, you know, it's all geared to the offense and all of that now. But one big thing with defenses is taking a ball away.
Yeah.
And this is something the Jet defense hasn't done for years. You guys, I think, got 15 takeaways already. I think you had only 20 the entire year last year, this team. I think you got, let me just, tell me if I'm right. You got two picks, right?
Yeah.
You, two picks and at least one forced fumble that I can remember. Am I right about that?
No, it's my first pick.
Oh, you didn't get another pick?
Nah.
Okay, I'm wrong.
First pick, one forced fumble.
I think you got at least one.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
Had a couple pass breakups.
But the turnovers,
yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal. And, you know, you taking a ball away three or four times a game,
yeah.
You're going to win.
I mean, it just raises your percentages dramatically.
No question.
So if we can stop the offense from having turnovers and we get turnovers, I mean, your chances of winning are huge. So – we just got to keep doing that. Something we do in practice, make sure we – every practice we just, hey, get the ball out, you know, make sure we're stripping and, you know, just trying to get it out as much as possible. I mean, I was doing it in the game. You can't see it from the TV, but,
right.
You know, every time I'm making an attack, I'm trying to, you know, rip the ball out.
Good.
So it's just practicing good habits, man, and you do it in the game. I feel like this year has really become second nature to me now to try to get the ball out. So I feel like that's – It's kind of overflows to the defense. I mean, Jamal had a big hit. I mean, he just had a big hit when the ball came out. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's cancerous, man. So we talk on the sideline, man. Get the ball out.
Yeah,
so,
sure. No, it's good stuff.
You know,
man.
It's huge, man. So we just got to keep on doing that, and it's just gonna raise our chances of winning, and it's exciting. We get turnovers, man.
Oh yeah,
great energy.
Especially when it's not the Jets turning the ball. Yeah. Not Bilal Powell turning the ball.
Hey, two plays into the game, and there's Jamal knocking the ball to Mo Claiborne for a touchdown.
I know. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
are you kidding me? Well, let's do a dance here.
I mean,
then you guys got to go back on the field. Though.
Yeah,
but that's the only thing. No.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait, we just scored.
And then Nickerson dropped one.
Yeah,
he could have walked in for a touchdown too.
Yeah. So I mean, it could have been. Two back-to-back touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, you get them this week. That's all.
Especially
against the guy who the Jets wanted to sign.
I'm glad they didn't sign.
I didn't want him. No
yeah, thank God the way Donald's been.
Yeah.
He's been Kirk Cousins. He's been playing. He's been definitely elevating his game, man. I feel like he's getting real comfortable now.
He looks like he's a veteran. He does.
What's the difference you've seen from Sam from the beginning, where we weren't sure he was going to be the starting quarterback, to now, where we've seen it as fans, he looks more comfortable week after week?
Shoot, yeah. I'll say just being comfortable. It takes time, you know, to learn the schemes. I mean, of an offense. You know, I mean, the game is much faster, you know, at the professional level. So, I mean, the pressure, there's a lot of stuff going into it. I mean, I imagine, you know, my rookie year, I mean, I was just trying to, like, I was asking my boy Wesley Williams, I'm asking him, like, hey, what do I have, you know?
Cause right, right.
I'm just trying to think of what the play is, what right. I got to do, much less what the offense is doing. So, you know, at his position, he's got to read the defense, know what play, you know, what checks to do. So it's a lot, man. So if you coming in as a rookie quarterback, it's not an easy job. So people expect miracles, but, you know, you got to really, really, like, be locked in and know what you're doing out there. But I feel like he's really gotten comfortable. His poise is good. You know, even though he may have a turnover here or there, I feel like he just continues to just, okay, whatever, like, I'm going to go out and score on your next play. But he's got a good focus, man. That's what I like about him. He doesn't get rattled. Get rattled easily. Right. Yeah.
And I think, you know, and I've said this a million times, Josh McCown to me has been invaluable to the development of Donald. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I feel like he has, man. I was cracking on him after the game. I was like, man, hey, good game, coach.
That's right.
I was like, good game, coach. But, yep. Man, yep. I feel like he has, man. Shoot, they ride together to the games. You know, he's pretty much with him all the time. And that's great, you know, to have a veteran presence. You know, somebody's not trying to hurt you, you know, hurt your performance, not trying to show you the wrong things, or somebody's helping you. And you don't get that everywhere, because some veterans are not trying to lose their spot.
Right.
So,
they're thinking more about that than anything.
Right. Yeah, so right. they're not going to, you know, tell you what the right things to do. So, man, it's good, you know. Coach McCown, man.
Coach McCown. Yeah, hey, look, I want him to be the head coach.
Why not?
Coach McCown, man.
Coach McCown.
He's doing a good job.
That's the best $10 million the Jets ever spent. One of the best.
And whatever they paid for you was right.
Money for you was pretty good. Hey. Let me see, what, 3 years, 22 and a half? Is that what
you
got?
Yeah,
not
yes,
bad.
Sir.
So far, you're earning it. I'll tell
I'm
you.
I'm earning it, man.
You are. I'm saying that.
You got to earn it, man.
Some guys haven't. Trumaine Johnson may be one of them.
You got to tell Trumaine. No, he's hurt, but you got to tell Trumaine. You got to pick it up a little bit.
He's going to get it, man. Right, I got confidence in it.
Okay,
good. We really appreciate you coming in. Thank
you
very
thanks
much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Let's get the Vikings this week, Avery, all right?
Vikings, man. Got to get them.
Go get them, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Avery Williamson of the New York Jets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.